But who cares? Who cares where George Washington slept or where he didn't? But it would make a good return. But you see, who we are always stands with us and always is ours, whether we admit to it or not. You are always rich if you're John J. Paul Getty's son or grandson or whomever, you know. Because, and did you know the Walmart family? Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of the Walmart kids? Not really. You just heard of Mr. Walmart, the man who made the company. And you heard of him driving an old truck all the time, living in his casual little three-bedroom house nearby in a small community. And today, Walmart is the largest corporate entity in the world. Now, that seems unbelievable. Yes. It seems just unbelievable, but that's the way it is in Fortune magazine. It's listed as being the top of the whole 500, you know. Fantastic. Now, did you ever hear of the kids? Each one of the kids was given a portion of the estate of Mr. Walmart, you know, when he died. And each kid received $8 or $10 billion in value at the death of their father. There were about 7 or 8 kids. I don't know how many, 5, 6, 7, whatever. And each one. And then the wife was still there. And she got a good portion too. And the company was remaining intact. And it just kept escalating and growing and growing until it became so great. Now, the children were always rich, but they helped in the store. The children can do anything they want. I mean, you know, they can buy cities and towns and whatever they want to do. But what do? They just invest their money. Now, what a thrilling adventure to invest your money. Bill Gates worked in his company, and he let his wife give away the money in their philanthropy. And his wife came home from work every day with a dancing heart. And Bill came home from work every day with a busy doing things that he really didn't care to do in the industrial way. And finally he says, "Hey, sweetheart, you've got it made and I don't. I'm going to quit and I'm going to join you in giving away our money." And so he did. And he actually did. And now his full-time job is giving away money with his wife. Now, do you think he's happy? Mm-hmm. Not yet. Not yet. He's got to get in the swing of it. See, right now he wants to give it to worthy organizations. And they both want to give it to worthy. Well, pretty soon they're going to stop worrying about giving it to worthy organizations. And they'll give it to people who can use it. They'll give it to people with ideas, entrepreneurs. They'll give it to hospitals and to schools and colleges and organizations because they need more colleges and more organizations because there's so many students who need to go to school. And pretty soon, as they start doing this, then they'll really be having fun because they will see instant responses, and which is very nice. And like I told you the story, how he went to Africa, and he and his wife were in this African community where the kids were dying of this and that and the other thing, and there was no proper clinic for them. And so Bill says, "Build a hospital. Spend so many hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars and build the hospital." And he didn't have to ask anybody. It was his money, you see. He didn't have to ask his corporate entities whether he could do that or not. He just said, "Do it." And it's his money, he could do it. Now, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun walking through the world, seeing everything with rosy glasses, but when anything didn't come up with rosy glasses, you just spend a few hundred thousand, a few million, and bring it rosy, you know? Wouldn't that be something? Now, if money can buy health, happiness, peace, education, all these things. What is more powerful than money? Our thought. So if money can buy, then you can go out and you say, well, I will buy this hospital for this group of people, for this nation. You know. Well, why not just go out and say, it is there, it is done. You say, well, money is a little more obvious, a little more definite. Yeah, that's because you haven't practiced the other. And when you practice the other, when you practice being wealthy and knowing wealth for whatever you want to know it, what would you do if you had all the money in the world? Well, wouldn't be worth a darn, as you'd have it. Nobody else would have it. But what would you do? And what would you, if you had lots of money and they could buy anything, what would you do? What would be the first thing you'd do? Now, just stop and think of what your thinking is. And your thinking is nothing. You really don't have the vaguest idea what you do. It's some little petty thing, you know, but some major operation, some major concept you don't have in your mind. Because you have never allowed yourself to think big. You never allowed yourself to think outrageous, you know, the crazy, wildest dream you ever had. And it's a good thing to do that. Because people who think outrageous, wild dreams, they come true. They come to fruition in their life. They really do. And it is wonderful. There was a young man who had a business, and he sold it to a large corporation. And he got $200-300 million for it or better. And so, what did he do? He went out and invented another corporation and sold it for $1 billion. And each corporation was better and better because he had more things to work with, more freedom to work with. And he just went on doing it. Did he care? And then his corporations that he originally started went shroom, sky high, right through the ceiling because the ideas were so great. But did he care? No. He just went on dream more. He was having fun being creative. He was having fun letting the genius in him blossom forth. And now, isn't that wonderful? Can you do it? We talked last night about the Popular Science article of the cars that are having installed in them devices which change water over to HHO, which is a double hydrogen aspect, making it extremely flammable. And when it burns pollution-free, and it gives greater energy than any gasoline could ever give. Now, why aren't they using it? You know? But anyhow, this is available. It's available from a private concern. And it probably cost a pretty penny, but interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, Art tells us that the new cars are coming out and they're going to be electric, and then there's the hybrid car, which is electric and gas. And he wants electric and gas. Well, now, why does he want the electric and gas? He wants the electric and gas because he said if anything happens to his electric, he'd have the gas to fall back on. If you create your life to have something to fall back on, you'll never go forward. Mm-hmm. You'll never be the success that you can be. If you create your life that you're always going to fall back on, well, you have a rich father, you know, or you have somebody to help you out, well, you'll never be a success. Believe in yourself and believe in the magic that you are and believe in your possibilities and just watch how they come through. Because they are great. They are great. Now, Nigeria, as I have said before, is very wealthy. It has the potential of being extremely wealthy among the nations of the world. But if Nigeria persists in its present path, it will not be wealthy. It will remain a third world country. And why do I say that? Because Bill Gates had to get to the point where he no longer was running a giant megalopolis business, but he's now in a giving business. He's in a business of philanthropy, where he's giving. When Nigeria gets in their heart to give to their people first, to the people in their nation first, then what will happen? Be one of the great in the world. Now, have you heard of Kiwat? Kiwat. How do you pronounce it? It's over there. And the it's a little nation on the edge of Iraq, Iran.
Kuwait.
Say it.
Kuwait.
Yeah. All right, however you pronounce it. Yeah. And it was a very poor nation. The people had nothing. And then the nation found it was lying not on a bed of oil, but it was lying in a bed of oil. Yeah. And so they gave everyone in the nation free education, right to the tippy top. They gave everybody in the nation a free home, beautiful home. They gave everybody in the nation free cars. Everything was free, and no taxes. And everyone in the nation got a portion of the nation's wealth to play with.
How beautiful.
Cool. Now, that's Kiwat, and that's what they've done. Now, what have you heard about Kiwat since they have done that? Nothing. Because there's no competition. The people are all very content living in their beautiful nation. They don't fight anybody. They're like a Switzerland down there. They're untouchable by anybody because they live in this absolute abundance from within and from below. But they are fantastic. Now, this is what I would give as a gift to any of you. Use that as a reference. When the country started giving back to itself, back to its people, it didn't matter whether the people did good or didn't do good, were successful in their businesses or weren't. Nobody had to do anything, but they had businesses because they wanted to do something. And so they sold to their own people, and they sell abroad too, I'm sure, but they don't really care. They've got whatever they want, and it's beautiful. And the people are content. Now, what it doesn't do, it doesn't bring out the entrepreneurship. It doesn't bring out the personal genius that makes them want to do things because they can sit back. But that too will pass. And pretty soon, they will be like an octopus with tentacles that reach out and reach out. And pretty soon, all the world will be one great, gigantic, wealthy world where everyone has all the money they can use and all of the education they can want and everything else, you know. And then what comes next? The little chip that they're working on. And you just go into the anywhere and you put the chip in your to your head, and you have all knowledge. You put the chip to your head, you have all genius. You put the chip to your head, you can hear any music that you want from any place that you want, played by any group that you want. You have the little chip to your forehead there, and you are the most handsome, most beautiful, most desirable person in the world. You put that chip to your head, you are untouched, unpossessed. You are a master. You put that chip to your head, poof. Now, I have that chip for sale. And any of you who would like to buy it, you get in contact with me, and we'll talk about it during our next talk.
All right.
I love you. I love you. I love you.